question will go to you.
They sparred about it in their second debate, but while President Barack Obama and his Republican opponent Mitt Romney believe the U.S. immigration system must be reformed, they don't agree on how to achieve that.
So I will not grant amnesty to those who've come here illegally. What I will do is I'll put in place an employment verification system and make sure that employers that hire people who have come here illegally are sanctioned for doing so.
Catherine Vargas, director of communications with the National Immigration Forum, says the Republican candidate has not been specific.
He says he's pro-immigration solutions, but we don't know what type of solutions. Self-deportation is not a solution. It simply makes life as hard as possible for immigrants so they return to their countries. We know that he supports permanent residency for foreign students that graduate with science and technology degrees, but we don't know what he's going to do with the 11 million undocumented immigrants that are currently in the country.
Romney has also been criticized for changing or softening his position on immigration. Doris Meisner, a senior fellow with the Migration Policy Institute, explains.
He has basically said that he favors congressional action, that he will take up immigration legislation if he's president, that he will resolve the circumstances of the people that are in the DREAM Act population with legislation and a more permanent solution. But then when he's pressed on the issue, he is not in favor of any kind of a permanent legal status in the country for people who are here, even in the DREAM Act circumstance. He has said only if they would enlist in the military.
President Obama, who gained the support of most of the U.S. immigration population in the 2008 election, has been criticized for not fulfilling one of his campaign promises, to present a comprehensive immigration reform bill during his first year in office.
What President Obama is saying is that he is foursquare in favor of comprehensive immigration reform, in other words, a generous package that combines enforcement measures with the possibility of a legal status for the unauthorized population that's in the United States.
But even so, we haven't seen details on how he's going to accomplish that, because he has also promised it during his first presidential campaign. The most important thing we need to know is how he will win the Republican support, because he needs those Republican votes to have a comprehensive immigration reform bill approved.
Lorena?
At the second presidential debate, Mr. Obama defended his record.
If we're going to go after folks who are here illegally, we should do it smartly and go after folks who are criminals, gangbangers, people who are hurting the community, not after students.
Regardless of any changes in Congress, some analysts believe that the sharply opposing views of the candidates offer little hope of significant changes in U.S. immigration policy after November 6th. Liliana Henao for Voice of America.
Those young people too, but